This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قال رحمه الله وما أكثر ما يقدم العبد ما يحبه ويهواه أو يحبه كبيره أو أميره أو شيخه أو أهله. He says, and how often is it that the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant prefers that which he loves and desires over that which prefers that which he loves and desires, or that which his elder desires, or his emir, or his sheikh, or his, you know, his scholar, his teacher, or his family, upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. فَهَذَا لَمْ تَتَقَدَّمْ مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي قَلْبِهِ جَمِيعَ الْمَحَبِ. So this individual does not prefer, or does not prefer the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all other beloved things. وَلَا كَانَتْ هِيَ الْحَاكِمَةَ عَلَيْهَا الْمُؤَمِّرَةَ عَلَيْهَا. And it is not the determining factor, that which determines, or the hakima is the judge. That love of Allah is not the serve as the judge for him, or that which is the primary factor in influencing him, mu'ammira alayhi, from amir, the leader, or what leads him in making his decisions. Wa sunnatullahi ta'ala fi man hadha sha'nuhu an yunakkida alayhi mahabbahu wa yunaghisuha alayhi. So basically he's saying here, in the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the individual, that this is their affair, that he will make this person, this love, the things that they love other than Allah, be their source of worry and their source of disturbance and that which they loathe over. Because once they love it, he says, فَلَا يَنَالُ شَيْئًا مِنْهَا إِلَّا بِنَكْدٍ وَتَنْغِيسٍ. So they will not really arrive upon anything or benefit from it, except that which will come out of it is worry and hardship and disturbance. Basically, that which you love other than Allah and prefer over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love will be your source of worry and your source of disturbance. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow true happiness and true love and contentment except through obedience to Him. And this makes sense. When one obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Allah is pleased with. And if one loves something over or along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this could be borderline polytheism. It could be borderline shirk. Because if your love for other than Allah is manifest through your actions, you will have a certain connection to it that will eventually be much more intimate than your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the essence of shirk. That is the essence of polytheism. And that is what Allah does not forgive if one dies upon it. When one loves a prophet more than Allah, you know, they call on that prophet or they ask that prophet for certain benefits in this life because they believe that the prophet has godlike powers. Well, from that is to love that prophet to the degree of saying that he's God, or even preferring that prophet or any form of creation other than God. Allah punishes the individual that ultimately has that belief. And that's why, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily, Allah does not forgive that he is made partners with other than him, along with him. And he forgives for anything other than that. That is the essence of polytheism. To love something other than or more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when one voluntarily leaves off the worship of Allah, the love of Allah, from which actions emanate, should emanate, one will be punished in this life or in the next. And from that punishment is for you to worry and to loathe and to be disturbed and harmed by that thing, source of your love. And he says, جَزَاءً لَهُ عَلَى إِثَارِ هَوَاهُ وَهَوَاءُ مَنْ يُعَظِّمُهُ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ وَيُحِبُّهُ عَلَى مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He says, this is the reward for the individual that prefers and loves that over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by preferring his desires or the desires of that which he makes great. So for instance, in Christianity, for example, one may take their priest, or they may take a passage in the Bible of what Jesus loves and they believe that Jesus is Allah, Jesus is God. And it may be the fact of you know, calling on other than Jesus, not saying the name of Jesus, believing in your heart that he is God. There's a slight difference. You know, we as Muslims, we believe in Jesus and we love Jesus, but we don't worship him. We love Jesus because Allah loves Jesus. We love Jesus because Allah gave him the message. But what is contradictory to our love of Jesus is to love him by saying that he is God. Loving him, thinking that he is God, believing in our heart that he is God, is in actuality contradictory to true love of Jesus. And we will talk about that inshallah ta'ala. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the life of the individual that loves his desires or the desires of whoever he makes great, a source of their sadness and worry. And he says, "Amin al-khalq, aw yuhibbu ala mahabbatillahi ta'ala," or loving him, or that which is preferring that over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And going on to continue, he says, "Waqad qada Allahu azza wa jalla qada'an la yuraddu wa la yudfa'u anna man ahabba shay'an siwahu 'udhiba bihi." And that's a beautiful statement. He says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated a legislation that will never be denied or never be avoided or resisted, that whoever loves a thing, they will be punished by that thing. And subhanAllah, some attribute that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, I'm not sure if it's a sahih hadith or not. Let me hadith al-an. That whatever one loves, they will be punished by that thing that they love. Because if you love something dearly, and that thing is harmed, or you love someone dearly, more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they express their disgust for you, or their displeasure for you, your heart is broken. Your heart is broken. Because you love them so much, you don't want to displease them. You love your desires so much, you don't want to displease your desires or go against them. If your desires contradict what Allah loves, if whatever you love contradict what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, you are eventually or directly or even indirectly punished by it, because that is your ultimate source of allegiance. Because when you love something, you have an allegiance to it. And that's exactly what is meant here. So that's the first sign of istiqamat al-qalb, is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we love anything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those of those that love Allah, love him more than anything else in this life, and let everything be subservient to that love. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.